upfront. Now, the question,
Sorry, I was going to say, there, as you dig into the numbers, there were revisions upwards for July and August, but still this big drop-off. I think we can put those numbers up on screen. What does that show us?
Right. So there were some revisions. We saw that we saw July and August were revised higher. So clearly there was a hiring boom. I mean, look at those numbers. Strong job gains over the summer. But that has also slowed down around the time that the Delta variant came into play. We have to look at the sectors to see where the weakness was. Yep. First, schools, local government, education, hiring. That actually dropped by 144,000 jobs. Hotels, they added back just 2,100 jobs. That is not what is needed because that sector was crushed by the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Healthcare also down 17,500. It's more evidence of how uneven this recovery has been.
It's also interesting, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier with Christine, and we were all talking about it in the break, sort of the way that this is measured and whether perhaps some of those tools need to change too. So it may not, maybe smaller businesses perhaps are starting to employ more people, but we don't always hear about those numbers in the same way.
That's right. I think that everyone is trying to adapt to this new reality, including the economists who have had a hard time modeling what this economic recovery would look like, because there were some positives here. I mean, let's look at the unemployment rate. It dropped to a pandemic low of 4.8%. That's a big drop from 5.2% the month before. Don't forget that back in April of 2020, the unemployment rate was nearly 15%. Look at that really sharp decline. The unemployment rate for Black Americans, it's falling even faster in the last month. It dropped below 8%. Another positive is wages. Americans are getting paid more. Wage growth accelerated. There's some question over whether or not wages are going to keep up with inflation. But clearly, workers do have some more leverage in this economy.
There you have it. Matt Egan, a reporter for CNN. And I'll just tell you, the fact that we have more and more people staying out of the workforce has got to be troubling. They were making $300 a week from the federal government. They're no longer doing that. That ended on the 5th of September. And this is the first jobs report that essentially reflects that. The problem is the folks that were staying out are still out. They're not coming back to work. And that's something we're going to talk about. The status of your jobs report. We have the highest unemployment rate in the nation, right here in Nevada. We're going to find out what you think about it, where you live. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to hear from you. If you're a first-time caller, let gentleman Jim Dallas know. He will whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. That's kind of the way we do things around here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, it's 4:30 and it looks like we are getting into the rush hour early right now. There's a lot of congestion there eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo out there on the west end of town. Heavy volume is on the Beltway, both the southern and northern, 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 westbound at Tenaya. Those lane restrictions are causing delays downtown as you try to squeeze through there. 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. That's down to two lanes in each direction because of the bridge work, which is taking place through there. And watch out for that stalled vehicle. It's partially blocking the right lane, 15 southbound. That's at Sahara.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Some shuffling going on the Raiders' offensive line as they try to get things put together. Alex Leatherwood reportedly is taking snaps at right guard with Brandon Parker at right tackle. With that, Colton Miller reportedly still at left tackle, Andre James at center, and John Simpson continues to fill in at left guard. Richie Incognito remains on injured reserve. The Raiders take on the Bears on Sunday. Las Vegas Aces basketball tonight. They match up against the Phoenix Mercury. A win and the Aces go to the WNBA Championship Series to play Chicago. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Get that satisfying crunch. Now with 20% more honey. Try a delicious Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bar with more of the honey you love.
Refresh your wardrobe for fall with Banana Republic Factory. Everything's 40 to 70% off, including season favorites like soft sweaters, easy jeans, warm outerwear, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. Whoa! And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Woo! Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices in Windows 10 Pro.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So 11 Republicans voted with the Democrats to extend till December the debt ceiling deal. And I'll just tell you, there are a lot of people really, really upset about this. One of them is Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, member of the Senate. And he is royally PO'd at GOP members and Mitch McConnell. I mean, the leader of the Republicans in the U.S. Senate. This was Lindsey Graham last night on Hannity, and he was fit to be tied. Here it is.
Why on earth would Republicans at this moment be helping the Democrats?
Well, we screwed up. For 2 months, we promised our base and the American people that we would not help the Democratic Party raise the debt ceiling so they could spend $3.5 to $5 trillion through reconciliation. At the end of the day, we blinked. Two things have happened. We've let our people down, and we've made the Democrats believe we're all talk and no action. At the end of the day, every Republican voted against raising the debt ceiling. Every Democratic senator voted for it. But we had a process in place. We made a promise for 2 months that we would make them do it without our help, and we folded. And I hate that. We're in a hole. We got to dig out of this hole, and we can. We shot ourselves in the foot tonight, but we'll revisit this issue in December. This issue comes back again in December.
Slow down, Senator. I don't want to talk about December.
Hang on a second.
For two months in the Senate, you were all united. You were united until the day before yesterday. You were united.
Literally.
I mean, you think about it. Today's Thursday. You were united on Tuesday. You weren't going to do this.
Yes.
Why did Mitch McConnell do this and then twist the arms of, and we'll put up the names of the 11 Republicans that caved? You know, why at the last minute did Mitch McConnell do what he said he wouldn't do?
Here's what he said, and like Mitch, like all my colleagues, we're in a bad spot, but was self-inflicted. He said that if we continue to do what we promised to do, there's a threat from the Democrats that will change the filibuster rule and blow up the Senate. We cannot live that way. When President Trump was in power, he asked us to change the rules every day, wanting us to get our way, and I said no. So I have no sympathy for the Democratic Party threatening to use the filibuster to implement their socialist agenda.
Well, there you go. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican, fit to be tied. By the way, I've got some good news. Well, I don't. But my buddy, gentleman Jim Dallas, has some good news when it comes to the price of crude oil. Am I right on this? Are we getting some good news on crude oil?
Nah, it's not really good.
Oh.
No, it's more like bad news.
Like what?
Well, oil has reached $80 a barrel as of today. That's a seven-year high. 2014 was the last time that we had such an increase in energy costs for millions of Americans at the gas pump. And as you know, I do drive a lot. And I have noticed it in my own personal driving, where I'm spending about 40% more per week in gasoline costs as opposed to, let's say, a year ago. It's a lot. And those of us who are working and out and or about and they have to use their car a lot, this is disturbing. It's a hidden tax. And why are they not continuing to drill oil here in the United States? Because we need it. We need it, and you can see who this is affecting the most. If you're a Hollywood actor and you're woke, it doesn't affect you. You're a millionaire. If you are up on Capitol Hill, you make your $175,000 a year, and you get all the perks and everything that go with it. You're not affected by it. But people like me and people all over this country are affected by high energy costs. Now, when you talked about that job report earlier today, Kevin, when you look at it, people are still at home. I guess they made so much money, so much more than they're used to making, that they're still living off of that. Because when you go to the grocery store, have you noticed that the shelves are not full?
Yeah. Yeah, the supply chain has been hurt. And a lot of that has to do with the trucking industry.
The trucking industry, exactly. And again, if people are not there to actually provide the product and put it on the truck, and you don't have a truck driver to take it from point A to point B to your local supermarket, then you're going to have bare shelves. And I see this all the time. It never used to happen. And now I go to two or three different markets throughout town, and they all have problems with with the stocking of the shelves, where that never used to be a problem, ever.
Yeah. Well, and so really, the only people for whom this is good news, this idea of $80 a barrel for crude, are people that have oil stocks, because my guess is the oil stocks have done pretty well.
I would imagine so, and who knows where it's going to stop.
Yeah.
But you know as well as I do, Kevin, it's about supply and demand, and the demand is always going to be there, and if you cut the supply, then what you do have on stock becomes like gold. It's worth more. So, and we're paying that too.
More coming up. Top of the hour, Adam Laxalt, candidate for the U.S. Senate. He has some thoughts on the really just the horrible jobs report today. The second straight bad one, by the way, for President Biden and his administration. We'll talk with Adam Laxalt about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor, living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policies enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. I love watching games in my favorite sports bar. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Great food, passionate fans. It's really a fun experience. And in a packed sports bar, I can hear conversations at our table. I can hear conversations at other nearby tables. For years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded sports bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As the Raiders prepare to take on the Bears this weekend, their head coach John Gruden is in a bit of hot water off the field. Joining us, of course, gentleman Jim Dallas from the other side of the glass. And you've been following this story. It made the RJ today, but it's been out there and involves the head coach, John Gruden.
Yeah, apparently John Gruden is under review by the National Football League for his alleged use of a racial slur to describe the NFL Players Union chief in a 2011 email. It was reported in the RJ. Demora Smith is the gentleman's name. And Gruden apologized for his use of words 10 years ago to describe Mr. Smith. He is the black head of the NFL Players Union, but he insisted it was not racially motivated. Gruden said in a telephone interview with the Review Journal that I don't have a racist bone in my body, and I've proven that my entire life. And you know, if you stop right there and you go, yeah, what about, here's a man that's almost 60 years old. If he had a racist bone in his body, don't you think it would show its ugly head after someone like John Gruden, who spent, what, 15 years on TV, and he spent at least 15 or 20 years as a head coach? You would think that that would rear its ugly head, especially when, what, 60% of the players that he coached are African-American.
Well, it goes back to, Jim, you know, we've talked about this a lot before on other issues, but should there be a statute of limitations? If something came out, now, I don't recall this coming out 10 years ago. It wasn't on my radar. Maybe right. I missed it. Maybe all of us missed it.
Right.
And now all of a sudden it's coming to light. Should he be fined? Should he be suspended? Should he be fired? Is there a statute of limitations, though? You know, how many years have to pass until this, goes off the radar?
Yeah, well, let's take this a step further, too, because this particular email, again, 10 years old, was uncovered as part of the NFL's investigation into workplace misconduct with the Washington football team, if you remember that earlier in the year. And the league said that there may be sanctions against Gruden in tandem with the Raiders. Who knows what happens here, but according to them at the NFL, they say the email was denigrating Demora Smith. They say it's appalling, abhorrent, and wholly contrary to the NFL's values. And again, it wasn't a big deal 10 years ago because, a variety of reasons, I guess. But everybody is sensitive to it now. But it's under investigation, and the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, has no comment at this time. So I guess they're going to look into this. I don't know if that means that Gruden will face some kind of monetary fine, or if he'll be, who knows, suspended for a game or two. Who knows with the NFL? Because you know as well as I do, Kevin, that it's not there's no standard anymore. It's just, you know, whatever the political winds of the day indicate, and then you go from there.
Well, and now we have to go into the locker room and make the determination of, will he be able to keep his team together, or will they turn on him? I mean, you talked about the racial makeup of the National Football League, and are they going to stand with their head coach, or are there going to be people that are going to trash him? I don't know.
You know, and that's a good question too, because you just. When you look at some of the misconduct from players, some players get one game suspension, others get four games, and there's no real, uniform punishment, I guess, for lack of a better word, to put it in this context. But, hey, they've got a game, they got to play. John Gruden is going to be on the sidelines there against the Bears. The Raiders are at home. There should be a lot of people there, a lot of butts in the seats. And they do have a rookie quarterback going with the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields. He had a horrible game in his debut as the starter. And then he came back and won the second game. So it should be interesting. But nonetheless, the Raiders are 5.5-point home favorites against that rookie quarterback in that tough Bears defense. And they're going to have to put up with Khalil Mack, the former Raider, and he may have a thing to say to Derek Carr come Sunday.
Yeah, sure. we will find out all that and a whole lot more coming up. More to come as we continue. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Adam Laxalt, the former Attorney General and currently candidate for U.S. Senate. What does he think of this just horrendous jobs report? The president was out today trying to put lipstick on a pig. And it still was a pig, I hate to tell you. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Criticism just in the last couple of weeks, really in the last couple of months, is Merrick Garland, the Attorney General. He was on, it's interesting, William Elliott was on CNN last night and was talking about, he's the former Deputy Assistant AG, and defended Merrick Garland on the January 6th investigation that a lot of people believe is not going fast enough. Here it is.
I have heard from a number of Democrats frustration with Attorney General Merrick Garland's lack of urgency here on a question like this, right? How to enforce these things? How to seek to impose potential criminal penalties here? Do you share that? Do you have a sense of why?
Yeah, well, it's a couple different questions, right? It's, is Merrick Garland being aggressive enough here? We don't know because it hasn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. Has Merrick Garland and the Justice Department been aggressive enough in charging people with respect to January 6th? Well, number one, 660 people have been charged, 49, or more than, I believe, 90 have pled guilty. That
seems
pretty...
Not the ringleaders.
I understand
the folks
that.
Who saw that, not the folks who encouraged them, shouted at them, told them that the election was stolen, you know, right up to the former president.
Yeah, so I think there's a couple different things here, right? It's if in fact they are to go after ringleaders, building big investigations takes a lot of time, and I think despite what we saw on television, building a 2-year-long RICO case to go after the Proud Boys or something like that, just might.